Hello, all you poochies and beasties. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe this. I'm Ray. My pronouns are they, them. And welcome to the very first episode of Gray Matters. Oh my gosh. I'm taking a minute, y'all. I am taking a hot minute. It's so hot, hotter than fire Cheetos. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. I am here. Okay, this will be the first time that I say this. Let's see if I can get it right. I am here at 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I did it! Yes! All right. I am also live streaming, just so y'all know, from my business Instagram account, which is Gen X Therapy. I'll spell that for you. It's GenexTherapy. I'll do it again. GenexTherapy. Gen X Therapy. So if you want to join me on the live stream, you can see me. Hi. Let's see if anyone is hanging out. So basically, I will totally admit, this is all about transparency. I'm going to put the trans and transparency, y'all. So that's what's going to happen. Okay. Fiona joined. Hey! And Fiona's sitting right across from me, which is lovely. Hello, so Fiona. Hello.
I'm watching you, watching you. Oh, you're watching me, watching you.
Oh, I love this. And I have... So, yeah, I'm just, y'all, see another moment of transparency. I'm just, it's all a mix of like, not so much flustered, but excited. And is this really happening? This is happening, right? Mm-hmm. This is happening. And I have my amazing, lovely, talented, incredibly laser focused friend, Una, on the boards today.
I strive for terrifying authenticity.
I swear, the one-liners I get from you, I need to, either I'm going to make a book from them and just split the royalties, and by split, I mean you get most of it, or you'll just do it, and then maybe I can help you, like, draw pictures to illustrate them? I don't know. What do you think?
I steal all my best work. Oh, I'm really hoarse tonight because I had to yell. I had to yell quite a bit at the club last night because it was way too loud.
Oh,
one time I said something funny and she was like, I wish I'd said that. And I stole from Oscar Wilde conversation where someone said to him, you will, Oscar, you will.
Okay, so I'm going to say hey to Ashlyn. I'm going to say hello to S. Hosen 54. And that's something that's going to happen on the radio, y'all. That's one of the advantages you get of joining me on my live stream is you can see me and I'm going to give shout outs. As far as on the radio here, and again, y'all are taking this little journey with me, right? I get to learn what it's like to host my own show. And part of that is, you know, looking around in the studio here and finding my little cues here. So I get to find out where the studio phone number is to give it to you so you can call me today and say, hey, introduce yourself, tell me what's up. Tell me what's on your mind. And actually, bookmark that. We're going to get to it here in a little bit. Because I am a licensed psychotherapist, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this show. We're going to be talking about mental health, mental wellness. We're going to be talking about queerness. We're going to be talking about sex. We're going to be talking about kink. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. And when I say these things, let me make it crystal clear. We're not going to be disrespectful. We're not going to be juvenile about it. We're not going to be doing it in a way that's going to get us fined or banned or slapped on the wrist. We're going to be doing it in a very informative, respectful, responsive, just sort of, let's say, I don't know, applicable, useful way that we can... I don't relate to it, that we can say, yeah, I actually can relate to that. Oh my God, like someone else feels this way. I'm not alone. That's one of the main reasons I'm here, y'all. So taking the stigma out, taking the shame out, you know, it's, it is a thing. It is the thing, right? Looking at my live stream again. Hi guys. Hey, Annie, what's up? I see you. I see you, boo. So yeah, that's one of the main things that we're going to be doing. It's going to kind of weave itself in and out of what I do here and what I talk about here. In my grad school program, we talked a lot about intersectionality. You're going to hear me use that word a lot. The intersectionality of this and that and the other. I'm a fan of Venn diagrams, V-E-N-N. If you're not familiar with what a Venn diagram looks like, check it out. Think of circles that sort of overlap. And you can have a bunch of them that do that. It's a really useful tool, visually, spatially, conceptually. So our Venn diagrams here on Gray Matters are going to be often. They're going to be useful. They're going to be interesting. And I hope you guys are going to help me inform those, because I do want to hear what you have to say about them. I'm getting the feeling.
It's a thrilling way to approach mathematics.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So back to what I was saying about sort of learning the studio and wanting to hear from you guys today. By the way, I say guys a lot. You know, I identify as trans, non-binary, genderqueer, gender fluid, gender, another word that I absolutely cannot say on the radio. Gotta love it, but you know, it's just the way it goes. It starts with F, and we're just going to leave it right there. But it is a valid term in the queer community, and I'm just going to say it that way. So we'll leave it there. It is an identifier, and it's something that I really strongly identify with, that informs sort of how I present sometimes. It can say take different aspects of what might be considered, I don't know, socially considered feminine or masculine, and cue certain ways and just sort of mix them all up together. We're just going to put it that way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of different identities going on in this here person you're listening to right now and maybe seeing on the live stream. So, yeah, we're going to talk a lot about what y'all think about that, what's going on in your heads and your minds and your bodies, and how they may or may not, you know, dance well together at any particular point in time. And that's okay, even when it doesn't feel okay. That's something I focus on in my practice as a therapist, is gender, sex, and sexuality in our queer community. When I say queer, that is my umbrella term that I tend to use just, you know, for brevity's sake. But I mean LGBTQIA+. So I am encompassing everything into queer when I use the term queer, and I will only speak for myself. I will not speak for anyone else in our community or outside of our community in regards to that term or anything else. But just so you know, when I say queer, that is what I mean, unless I specify otherwise. So, yeah. Speaking of our community, this is how you're going to reach me today. If y'all want to call in and say, hey, mm-hmm. introduce yourselves, maybe give me an idea of what you might like to hear from me. I'm going to be on the radio here the first Saturday of every month at 1 p.m. Central, okay? First Saturday of every month, 1 p.m. Central. That's my time slot for Gray Matters. That's this show. And I will let you know a little bit about what that name means here in a bit. So you're going to call me. Is that the number? Nope. Okay. See, I'm getting cues already.
Number up. Of course, people can call that lower number if they want to donate money to us.
Okay.
Now, let's focus on the studio
number. Gotcha. So the studio number is 816-931-5534. Again, it is 816-931-5534. And I know when I'm listening to the radio sometimes, like I listen to NPR a lot, and I know sometimes I want to call in and, you know, just, I don't know, for whatever reason, the number will go by so quickly that I can't get it. So I'll repeat it for you again, just in case you want to give me a shout, say hey, introduce yourself, and we can chat a little bit today. The number again here to get a hold of me, and I'm here until 2 o'clock on Gray Matters here, Central Time. It's 816-931-5534. Okay.
It's nice that you brought up NPR, because due to my voice being gone, I'm going to have to talk in NPR announcer voice today, like saying, Ray, I hear that St. Patrick's season is coming up upon us, and I'm really excited about corned beef.
You know, Una, that is something that I have a deep and abiding love for, actually, yes.
Good times.
I myself have been an active part of the Irish community here in Kansas City for many years, both as a person of Irish descent and as a musician. In fact, can't keep doing it. As a matter of, and y'all are going to get to see a little bit behind the curtain right now. By the way, the only way I can hear you right now is by looking at you. Nothing is coming through my headphones. Fiona, like, not even your voice right
Fiona,
now.
Fiona, do you think you can maybe
I will have a play with it during our first station break.
Very cool. Okay. See, all you people out there listening, now you get to know sort of the magic behind it. I brought some headphones from home that I can use. So hopefully you can hear me in your headphones, right, Una?
I hear everything.
She sees all.
I'm plugged directly into the soundboard. I know everything.
I see everything. I see all. Okay.
When all the microphones die, I just play a speak and spell.
A speak and spell. Yes. That voice, the speak and spell voice.
Well, maybe to do the legal ID, she can just press the K and the K and the F and the I on the speak and spell and still get everything to go out okay.
Oh, that could work.
I could do that.
Okay.
I thought those things had like barnyard animals on them. It says
well,
like the cow goes.
Maybe the cow translates to K because they couldn't spell cow properly, and F for farmyard.
We need to find out and letters that correspond to animals. Like Q could be quagga.
Yeah, quagga.
Quagga.
That's an animal. Wow.
Yes, it is.
That actually reminds me of a segment that we'll be doing on the show, folks. There are all kinds of different segments I'm going to be doing. One of them is, not even kidding, you're going to get a fair dose of redonkulousness on this show because, you know, it's me and I'm redonkulous. And those of you who know me already and are listening and see me, you're like, that's right. Uh-huh. It's going to be called the sesquipedalian mammalian. And even though I know those are both, I believe, adjectives and neither are a noun, I don't care. I'm going to introduce you to words that I just think are fun. So that is an interesting word. I guess it's an animal. I have not heard of that animal.
Chickapedia, why don't you tell what the animal is?
One that looks... Now I'm thinking, am I muddling up my animals? But it's one that has stripes and looks like it's a cross between a zebra and an antelope, if I remember correctly. It's a half striped and half sort of tan, fawny color at the start.
It's a mix of very different features that come together and make a new complementary being all of itself. That's why I thought quagga was very good to use as a symbol for the Q.
Yeah, and it's... almost another one that looks a bit like it's a made by committee animal, like the duck-billed platypus is.
Mm. Right.
And I love them because they're poisonous, and their mammals, well, the males have poison spurs.
Well, in so many ways, I'm just going to not touch that and leave that right there.
Wah, probably wah. Safest.
Exactly. And on that lovely note, I'm going to turn it over for our first little break here, and we will be right back. All right, Poochies and Beasties, we are back. Gray Matters, you're here with me. I'm Ray. My pronouns are they, them. By the way, my full name is Ray Bowerman. When I'm here and when I'm in other spaces, I also go by Daddy Ray. So you can call me Daddy Ray. That's how I'm going to be introducing myself. Daddy Ray, DR, Ray, it's all good. As folks in my family would say, you can call me whatever, just don't call me late to dinner. Is that Midwest humor? I don't think it's exclusive to Midwest.
No,
I would
no,
think
I,
not,
I knew
right?
That one. I knew that one in the UK, but it's very, very old humor.
Right.
Mm. I mean, people have probably been saying that about as long as there have been dinners to be called to.
Right. You know, okay, so I was talking with a friend about this the other day. Dinner versus supper. Distinction. Go.
For me, supper would be a late night meal, like maybe 10 p.m. or not quite midnight snack time, but a very last thing before going to bed, late meal.
Now that's interesting because I had heard, grew up with it being the other way, like supper was an earlier one to dinner. So that's really interesting.
It gets worse because growing up in England, some people use dinner as their main meal, regardless of when they had it. So some people would have dinner at lunchtime. and it was their big meal of the day.
What?
And dinner at lunchtime makes no sense to me. It's always supposed to be an evening meal.
You're like, what?
I mean, some days I've gotten up and I've forgotten to eat and I got busy and distracted. So I technically have had breakfast at around 6 p.m. because the first meal you have of the day is when you break your fast.
You know, well, and in that, yeah, in the sense of the word breaking your fast, yes. And can I just say breakfast? Yes. Any time of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Or night, breakfast. And when I say breakfast, eggs, bacon, sausage, biscuits and gravy. Did I mention bacon? Crispy bacon. Crispy. Twice. Crispy. I said crispy. I sure did.
I prefer my bacon where it doesn't shatter into the hard bits of burnt plastic as soon as you bite into it. So,
well, you know, I think you might have one or two people out there that agree with you.
The topic of queer in general is one that's fascinating because it's one of the few instances where a minority group has been able to successfully reclaim a word that was once a slur. There's very few cases where that actually has been successful. And it is sometimes jarring for older people that had that Q word used against us in hate in school. So I'm glad that you've really brought that up as something to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Did that remind you of bacon somehow?
I was wondering that too. Oh.
I agree with you totally.
Maybe she thinks that my opinion on bacon was a queer one to hold. That would be a link.
I know a lot of queers that like bacon. Yeah. But let's go down that rabbit hole, that amazingly pertinent rabbit hole. And yeah, that's one of the reasons, because I don't know about you, Una. I mean, actually I do. That's not true. You and I have known each other for a minute. Yes. That word growing up for me, nothing but negative. So I never in my life, up to a point, of course, thought it would be anything but like a word you don't say, or at least when you hear it, you just go, oh, you know. Yeah. And it's completely the opposite for me now. How about you guys?
It was jarring. I'm just used to it by now. I don't personally like to be referred to it because I guess I'm not. I don't fit in that category, but it doesn't offend me in any way. It's just simply not correct. Like calling me a pineapple is not correct, really. I mean,
But you are sort of wearing an orangey-brown top at the moment, so all you'd need to do is put your hair up on top of your head with a scrunchie and you'd be proper there.
I could be spiky. It's interesting. I found that in the February Gallup poll that has raised a lot of eyebrows, that where it's found that especially in the Generation Z group, that nearly, I think it's actually slightly more than one in five identify in the LGBTQI plus community. And of that group, about 4% identify, actually about 12% overall identify as queer or non-binary. I mean, this is our future generation, and one in five are in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I love the queer label. I grew up with it being an offensive term, but I loved the label because most labels pigeonhole you and straitjacket you and tie you down to exactly one thing. Mm-hmm. But queer doesn't really have any boundaries. You could be queer sexually, queer gender identification, both, neither. Mm-hmm. Queer could just be where you feel that you fit.
Exactly. And that, you said it beautifully. That's why I like it, is it doesn't talk about sort of where in the LGBTQIA plus you may or may not choose to or do, you know, whether or not it's something you've come to, where you're evolving, where you're sort of going, because that has fluidity too, and we'll talk about that. But yeah, you're right. It just sort of, I think it umbrellas it nicely.
The freedom that youth have nowadays to really live and be themselves, albeit they still fall under the same horrifying laws and restrictions and violence and terror sometimes of being in our community, but the freedom is so much greater. It's like I say, you know, it's awful to be an intersex trans person like I am, but it's an awful lot better than it was when I grew up. So it's getting better, but I went back to my old school where Olathe North, class of 86, where I remember distinctly an incident where a straight cis boy was beaten to an absolute pulp in the parking lot for the crime of wearing a pink shirt. And that was it, because Miami Vice was playing and Don Johnson wore pink shirts, and he wore a pink shirt one day that was a Don Johnson style shirt. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, he was surrounded by people kicking his body, lifting it off the ground with their feet because he was no longer responsive, with two of the gym coaches standing there egging the assailants on with impunity. And when I was first invited back to talk to the Gleason group, and I went back to my old school with a lot of trepidation, there were more than 100 kids in the group, openly queer, bi, trans, lesbian, gay. Every single doorway of every classroom said, this is an LGBTQI plus safe space with a rainbow on it. And the two girls that picked me up to guide me to the classroom, like, linked arms together, walking me, and one of them like was resting her head on the other one's shoulder, clearly a couple. And I tensed immediately. I'm like looking around in mom mode, like, okay, is somebody going to say something? Is it going to be some sort of snipe? You know, because that was what my school, they would have been hauled out, and Lord knows what would happen. And instead, all the other kids walked by, like, hey, great to see you again. You're going to come after school and do this? Just no big deal. Just two kids in love. And that first incident, before I even saw the classroom, shocked me. They also have an incredible culinary program and fashion design program there that's like better than you see at most junior colleges. I'm like, I want to go back to high school. Nice. I don't care that I got my master's. I want to go back to high school and learn how to design dresses.
And we're full circle back round to the bacon because of the culinary program.
I assume there was probably lots of bacon.
There better be bacon.
There you go. Nice. You know, and I love hearing stories like that. I mean, that's especially for those of us of... I hear people say, I'm going to say, those of us of a certain age, which actually, to bring that back to, you know, talking about my private practice as a therapist, Gen X, it's part of why I named it what I did. Being a person of Generation X, I will be 46 on April 1st. Yes, my birthday is April Fool's Day. So, you know, it can look at a lot of people who, you know, I don't know, just it puts things in context when you can look at people older than you, younger than you, whatever, doing certain things at any particular time. But to say there are those of us in our, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s saying, oh my God, this applies to me. I am trans. I am non-binary. I am genderqueer. And it's, yes, it is the kiddos. Yes, it is the teens, the 20s. And it's us too. So that was part of why I named my business what I did. So Gen X, Generation X, but also, also saying that it's the gender nexus. That's part of the name as well. So I, you know, in thinking about this huge, 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 huge question, what is gender? And, you know, not going to really go there today, but in thinking about that, not only for myself, but as someone who said, okay, I'm going to be a therapist. I'm going to get asked this question, or people will come to me asking themselves this question, what is gender? One of the only things that kept coming back to me when I kept thinking about this, wrapping my brain around it, trying to think around corners, is it had something to do with, and I would say this to myself, think this to myself, hear other people say this, think this, is something about my brain and my body either are or aren't. Pick your verb, matching,
comfortable
with each other, whatever it is. It's something about the brain and the body, the brain and the body, the brain and the body. So, or mind and body. So to me, there's something to be said about what I end up calling the gender nexus. It's when your mind and your body, or rather where your mind and body meet. Now, where they meet and what happens when they meet and where they meet, that's for each person to sort of, you know, figure out or look at, maybe not even figure out, to experience, to say what's happening. And even if they can't figure out what's happening or what it means, there is there's a feeling a lot of times. There are beliefs surrounding that. Whether or not those core beliefs are accurate, shall we say, are based on programming, maybe a shame-based mm-hmm. programming, maybe religious trauma, things like that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. So sitting at that, what I call the gender nexus of where your mind is meeting your body, what does that look like for you? More importantly, what does that feel like for you? And are you able to, at any given moment, notice it and observe it? And this is where I go into sort of a mindfulness practice perspective, which I incorporate into my work. It's not grasping. It's not trying to control or change necessarily. It's the noticing, the observing, sitting where you're at with what it is and simply noticing. And I say simple, I do not say easy. Simple is not tantamount to easy. So, and we'll talk a lot about that. I'm a practicing Buddhist, and although I don't tend to talk about that sort of a lot or frequently, not that it's, you know, a source of, or something I don't think you should talk about necessarily, it's just that's something that I kind of keep for myself. However, mindfulness and the practice of mindfulness and how that is absolutely just invaluable and applicable and something that can inform every single thing you do, I believe, and I've seen, and I have, you know, experienced myself on a personal level, just it can be effective. It's again, so simple but not easy. It's like flexing a muscle. So yes, so mindfulness matters is a segment that I'll be doing on the show. We're going to talk about mindfulness and so, mm-hmm. you know, how that can work, what that looks like. Another segment that I'm really looking forward to doing, going back to the queerness, is called Queer AF Babies. And of course, we know what AF means. Fabulous. Fabulous. We're so fabulous. Ha, ha, ha. And if I had a little trap set, this is where I'd go, you know, right? So going to have guests on, going to have friends on, going to have other queer folks on, and we're just going to talk about things that, you know, are fabulous.
And queer they, and fabulous.
Exactly. Q-A-F. Oh, there you go. Queer and fabulous.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, next month, I already have a couple dear, dear close friends lined up to come in.
Oh, I didn't know you had anthropomorphic friends.
I do. Gotta love those homonyms. Yeah. And we're going to talk about here's this word in, intersectionality, of being queer and musicians in Kansas City, because all three of us are. We are all performing musicians in Kansas City. We're all queer. We have known each other for quite a bit. We've all performed together. We've all performed separately. So it's going to be a fun show. You should tune in.
I love it when I make a new friend on Facebook and I get to see how my friend networks intersect.
Yeah.
And usually it's through either the burlesque community, the Renfest community, or the music community, and seeing, oh, so-and-so knows so-and-so, and tracing the links back. It's mm-hmm. totally awesome.
Absolutely.
Intersectionality again.
Yes. So I was glancing down at my little live stream here going on. And this is where I'm going to give y'all listening just a few more minutes. If you haven't joined me yet on my live stream at Gen X Therapy on Instagram, okay? Because what we're going to do here in just a few seconds is something that if you're tuning in, you're going to get to see me be kind of silly. And that just, you know, it might brighten your day. It might not. You might want to look away. Not going to lie, you might want to look away.
Uh-oh.
I'm kidding.
Cover your eyes, Una, but make sure you keep the headphones on.
You know, I checked once as a joke, and I don't think there is anything in our station policy against nudity.
We do have a camera in here, so they might want to protect the eyes of any casual
but
observers.
But it doesn't say we have to.
No.
Yeah, well, no official dress code.
Not going to quite go there today.
That's true.
Yes, this is something that I am very much looking forward to on all of the shows at about the halfway point, which is where we're at now. And this is where we're going to use that thing that I told you about that I had you queue up earlier.
The thing with all the knobs and the battery. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The other thing. Yes.
My phone, yes.
The other thing. The thing that, yes. So, I absolutely, like I'm sure many of you do, respond to music, right? And as a related side note, I was a sign language interpreter for 22 years. I have deaf friends who love music. You heard me correctly. I have deaf friends who love music. Yes.
And why not?
And we'll talk about that too. Yes. Yes, hearing people, you heard me correctly. Deaf people can enjoy music. So, music is my first love. Language is my second love. Okay. Doug, speaking of musicians, oh my God, one of my, Doug, what's up? If you guys like React videos, or even if you don't like React videos, you're going to love them. Check out my bestie, Doug Helvering. He does a show on YouTube called The Daily Doug. He is a classical composer, and he reacts to videos and songs and all kinds of stuff. I've actually been on his show, flew out to New Jersey, recorded a couple episodes with him. It was amazing. We did Pat Metheny. We also did, oh my God, Doug, I'm blanking right now. Megan! Megan is Doug's wife. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I got him to do the first Rammstein song on his channel, Radio, which is amazing. Doug went to his first Tool concert the other day. Yeah! So anyway, I am so happy that Doug and Megan have joined, because they're amazing. And you guys got here just in time. Well, let me just say that that couldn't have been more fun unless the live video would have kept going on my Instagram. This whole time it was great, and that's when it decided to pause. So, for those of you watching along on the live feed and you're also listening, my apologies for the ineptitude of the connection. Wow, that stinks. But, such a great song. Such a great song. So happy making. So happy making. In fact, I think what I'm going to do, let's see if, it's just keeps telling me it's going to try and reconnect. So we're just going to roll with it. We're going to roll with it. Nothing like a dance break, right?
Absolutely.
Seriously.
I'm limited because I'm not that limited behind the board here. When I do my late night music show, The Darkest Hours, I used to dance all around the studio or in front of the windows, and people would stare up at me with the vaguely muted horror, and all the people waiting in line at Aura across the street would be looking over and waving. Yes, I think they were waving.
I don't think. People usually wave with that finger, yes.
No. No, don't say that.
I'm not even sure what is going on here.
One night, we do have an outside speaker here at the corner of 39th and Main, and I remember one night I was playing, I think it was Megadeth or something, and there was this old street guy outside who was really just... He was really kicking it right out there at like midnight or whatever. I'm like, all right.
Nice. Well, just so you guys know, if you are tuning in on the live stream on my Gen X Therapy Instagram, I am trying to reconnect right now. So hopefully that can happen. So again, if you guys would like to call in and say hello, I would love to hear from you. The number here at the studio is 816-931-5534. Again, 816-931-5534. You're listening to Gray Matters. I am Ray. My pronouns are they, them. And you can call me Daddy Ray, call me DR, call me Ray. And I'm here with my friends Una and Fiona.
Go ahead and call on in and talk to Ray. Talk to Ray about queerness. Talk to Ray about bacon. What else? they can talk to you about anything.
I know. Another thing I was going to do when I hang out with you guys on the first Saturday of every month at 1 o'clock. I was going to do a little segment called, I don't know who needs to hear this, but, and I know that phrase has, gotten a lot of mileage for, good reason. I'm sure y'all have seen this, you know, on name your social media platform. But there are just some times where I see this on, you know, I spend a lot of time on Instagram, if I'm on a social media platform. And there are a couple therapists that I follow, and they are just, for me, they are just heavy hitters. One of them, her name is Nedra Tawab. And if y'all are looking for a therapist to follow, follow her, Nedra Tawab. She also has a workbook that she put out, and from what I hear, it is fantastic. So pretty much everything that I see from her, I end up saving it. Just save it, save it, save it. So that's sort of what inspired me to do a segment along those lines, because she's just that therapist, that person that ends up saying what I needed to hear in that moment. Just scrolling, and if I see something from her, bam. You know, it's just, it always hits home. I don't really know of a time where I've seen something from her and I've said, yeah, that really didn't kind of ping anything for me. That's just not, yeah, no. So she's pretty amazing. I am still having some issues getting the live stream back, guys. I am so sorry. If y'all are still listening and hanging out, thank you for doing that. Again, you are listening to, let's see if I can get it right the second time, 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Did I get it?
Yep.
Yes.
Two times in a row.
Okay, I'm two for two. Whew, all right. Yeah, and as for this, like, this show, I call it Gray Matters for different reasons. You know, I was approached about doing the show for a couple different reasons. One of them is because I am a therapist and, you know, talking about matters of mental health and, you know, the brain, your gray matter. And also the idea that things aren't, you know, this or that, one or the other, ones and zeros. You know, it's gray. It's kind of all gray, guys. It's not binary. And yeah, I have some investment in that perspective, but also it exists in the gray. That's where it's at. So
we have to take a short station break.
Oh,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we also have Ashlyn from Overland Park on line one when we come back.
Alrighty.
Who wants to chat with you. So everyone stay tuned, especially Ashlyn, after we spent so much time getting you on the air and attracting you here. We don't want to lose you so soon.
All right. We are back. Gray Matters. I am Ray. Pronouns they, them. And we have someone calling in to say hello.
Ashlyn from Overland Park, I believe. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, Ashlyn, what's up?
Hi. Congrats on the show. Very excited for you.
Thank you. How's it going today?
it's been a day, but it's been a week. So, you know, I just wanted to call in and congratulate you. Because it's super exciting. I was really excited when you told me about it. And set an alarm on my phone to make sure I wouldn't miss it. So,
you're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, really happy for you.
So what do you think so far?
is it cool to say how I know you? Is that allowed?
That is 100% up to you.
Okay, cool. So it was just... was not expecting to hear my therapist refer to themselves as Daddy Ray today, but that definitely was a little just not expecting that, but I'm really excited for your show.
Well, there you have it, folks. Ashlyn said it. I didn't. That is so awesome. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Are you, yeah, so you having a good day?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then maybe we can talk about that later.
We had to put a dog down today, so not the best, but, you know,
yeah.
Life goes on.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
but I act-
not a good day.
Go ahead.
No, not a good day. I am so sorry.
Not a good day, but it, you know, it could be worse. And just trying to get things done and still wanted to call in. And actually, I was sitting in a Panera when I started listening, and I had to leave when you guys started talking about, like, the word queer, because I wanted to call in then, but it took me a hot minute to be able to.
Yeah, okay. Did you want to talk about that, or did you have some thoughts about that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have a little bit of a different perspective.
Go for it.
Because I'm just a tidge younger than you guys. So I just thought it was interesting how you all, like, mentioned how you kind of felt about that word and kind of how your feelings have changed about that word and how it used to feel, like, it used to be more of, like, an offensive, derogatory term. And, like, as a community, we've kind of reclaimed that. And what was interesting to me is, like, it was still an offensive, like, term in my lifetime, but not since I've been out and not since I've, like, been an adult and in high school and stuff. So it's a completely, like, different experience of growing up with, I guess, how that term is being used.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, and that's kind of what, you know, we were talking about, and it's interesting to see that that transition, or that shift, rather, in our lifetime, and then the evidence of that with, you know, people of, you know, that are slightly younger than us, that are considerably younger than us, and then even being able to talk to people who are, you know, slightly or considerably older than us, and just how mm-hmm. that frame of reference has shifted. So I really appreciate you weighing in on that.
Does it invoke a sort of reaction to you sometimes, that, you know, an involuntary reaction when you hear it?
Not even a little bit. Because as long as I have known that what that word is, it has not had any sort of negative connotation to me. So I have, like, no kind of really reaction to it other than... I guess even, maybe even a little bit of excitement about the word.
Mm, love that.
Word. That is nice.
Yeah. I love it. Ashlyn, you rock. Thank you so much for calling in.
You
is
rock.
There anything else you wanted
yeah.
to say?
No, that was all.
Okay. Well, again, I am sorry for the thing that happened today, and I hope that the rest of the day is as okay as it can be. Even yeah. when it's not. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for supporting me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you
of
very
course.
Much, Ashlyn. Please keep on
later.
Listening and, you know, call in later on, and every time Ray's on, and I'm sure we can have a great conversation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
Thanks,
thank
Ashlyn.
You.
Bye. That was a very cool perspective. Isn't that great to hear?
It is, and it's very sad to think about our pets that have gone. Our pets can be a large part of our family, and to some extent, you know, many people find that as they are having to live closeted, that their pets are a very reliable support system that is often overlooked. Some people may have really no humans that they feel safe coming out to, but they know that their pets are there for them and love them just as we love them back.
Yeah, pets are definitely family.
They are. In my case, that is so true. I have 3 dogs and 2 cats currently. And last summer, I lost one of my dogs. She was the sister to one of my current dogs. I had two dogs at the time. Well, not at the time, but got them together when I got them, Tashi and Gray, 2 German Shepherds. And so I miss Tashi very much. And if I could, I would have my dog Ruby in here, but I know in this building it has to be a certified service animal, which I respect. But anyone who's listening who works with me or knows or has visited my office, you may have met Ruby, one of my dogs. She's a golden doodle. She is black and has a little white chest, and I call her a bowl of noodles, and the doobie-doo and the doobers. She's very friendly, and she's the real therapist. It's not me. It's Ruby. She'll sniff you. She may give you doggy kisses, which are licks on the hand, and then she will hold down the rug for the session. That's pretty much mm-hmm. what she does.
That's a vital role. You do not want those rugs floating up to the ceiling.
No, you don't. They can be very distracting during a session. So
yeah, we'd bring our cat in here, but he would be knocking all of the sound levers around and trying to knock all of the vital station equipment off the desk.
Well, so sometimes when we have a technical difficulty, we blame it on the station cat, the invisible station cat. Like, you know.
Yes.
Well, didn't mean to play, didn't mean to play that Rage Against the Machine mix. Station Cat must have, you know, pressed the wrong button.
Right.
You know, oh, look, there's Public Enemy. Yeah.
Right. Ashlyn chimed in on the live chat saying, perks of being Ray's client, you get to hang out with Ruby. And I will mention that because as you heard, demonstrated, that was Ashlyn's decision to disclose that Ashlyn is one of my patients. So that is, you know, something that I talk about when I meet people. You know, that is your choice if you like to. But I definitely have those boundaries and respect patient confidentiality because, you know, that's a thing that especially in the queer community and also in other communities that I am a member of, such as the kink community, there is crossover. And so establishing those boundaries knowing that there are not very many therapists in any really given sort of area, especially in Kansas City, who, shall we say, identify or have lived experience in certain areas, let alone multiple areas in the same person. So just as a, you know, disclosure, I identify under trans, non-binary, kink, poly, and others, and so not only have personal but professional experience in those areas, and so as you can imagine, any one of those areas, if you've tried to find a therapist or any provider, say a doctor or someone you would give intimate information to, we'll just go with therapist in this example, it's difficult, if at all possible, to find someone who you don't have to explain again or worry about someone looking at you and going, what?
Privacy is just, it's really, I will never forget the time I was at a local dungeon, I will just say, and turned a corner and ran in face to face with a coworker working at a very, very conservative place. And I'm like, hey, you, who I've never seen before in my life and have no idea who you are. And she's like, hey, same back.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things I talk with my, I do, you know, in initial consultations, just say, you know, it's likely not an if, it's a when, and this is how I handle it. And patient confidentiality is my top priority. So anyway, and that was a great example. And Ashlyn, I really actually appreciate you giving that sort of little primer on that. That was great. That was a great demonstration. And in the chat, Ashlyn's saying, fully my decision can confirm. That's great. Doug actually is saying, question, how can straight folks best act as allies? Doug, I'm going to bookmark that because that is a damn fine question, sir. And I will say it just like that. That is going to get addressed because I have a whole thing about calling yourself an ally versus behaving as an ally. The short answer is, in my book, allyship is a verb. It's not a noun. You don't get to call yourself one, but you do get to behave as one. So, yeah, kind of like saying safe space. I don't get to plant a flag in a space and call it safe for someone else. You get to decide if you feel safe. And that's kind of where that begins and ends. So, yeah, we'll talk about stuff like that on subsequent episodes. We are drawing to the close of our first episode here of Gray Matters with Ray. I am Ray. I'm your host. My pronouns are they, them. You can call me Ray. Call me Daddy Ray. Call me DR. And it has been, to say it's been a pleasure is the understatement of the century.
Let me ask you something, Ray.
Real quick, because I got to do something here, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, actually, why don't you go ahead and do that then?
Well, because it's going to close out the show, because this is about the time when I'm going to do it. So ask me.
Close out? No.
No, I love you. Ask me.
I was just going to ask, what is the burning topic on your mind for the day? And I think that probably is exactly what you're going to talk about.
I'm going to go into it because, yeah, I was just going to... This is where at the end of every show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my last segment. And I'll explain just a tad bit about it here in a second, but this ties into it. I woke up today having a lot of feels about this, y'all. It's like, this is something I always kind of wondered if I was going to do. I wondered if... You ever wonder or just sort of think like, wow, it'd be cool if I could, you know, fill in the blank. It'd be cool if I could, da 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 da. I never thought I would be a lot of the things that I am for reasons. I never thought I could be a lot of the things that I am for reasons. I never thought I would say and embody and believe a lot of the things that I do for reasons. And one of the things I was kind of fantasized about is having my own radio show and being on the radio. And I am, and I did, and I'm about to close out my first episode, and I just don't have words for this other than I can't say surreal because I've felt really grounded. I felt like present. I felt here. And I'm about to stumble over my words, but this is part of me being real with y'all. I'm going to talk to you like you're here in the studio with me every time. And each show, I'm going to end with a segment called I Love You and I Miss You. This segment is talking to someone. And I'm never going to tell you who this person is, but I'm talking to this person. So maybe you can relate to me. Maybe you're talking to someone someday and you had that conversation at the end of the day or beginning of the day, sometime in the day, and you just need to talk to them. So that's what this segment's all about. And it's going to end each show. And I'm going to thank you guys for joining me. And I'm going to end it with this segment, and it's kind of just my thoughts. So here we go. Hey, I don't know if you heard this today. I know you'll probably hear one of these shows in the future, but you will always be here with me. And I know I'm probably going to get like emotional about it because that's just the way it is. So it's always interesting to me when you hear someone get emotional on the radio, like... Even if it's a podcast and you know it's pre-recorded. But this one's live. And I kind of ran out of time today. But in the future, I'm going to talk to you more. And you're a big part of this. You're a big part of why I'm doing this. And you're a big part of why I needed to do this. So you're here with me. And just know that I love you and I miss you.